Many people know the writer Shirley Jackson for a short story she wrote called The Lottery. It's a weird, eerie story about how far people will go to punish evildoers. But librarian Nancy Pearl told Marcy Silman that's not all there is to Shirley Jackson.
Along the way, Shirley Jackson wrote two very funny memoirs about life with her husband, who was a theater critic, and her three children.
And they have just been reissued.
They have just been reissued by Penguin in lovely, lovely editions. So the first one, the one I would say you should begin with, is Raising Demons. And the second one is Life Among the Savages. So you can see she doesn't get away from that sort of psychological scariness. But these are so much fun to read.
If I'm remembering these, because I read these years ago, her husband worked for the New York Times.
He did. Major theater critic, right. Edgar Hyman.
And they lived sort of out in suburban New York.
They lived in suburban New York, but then these books take place when they uproot themselves from New York and move to rural Vermont. And there are chapters in here these were published in the 1960s, and I believe they were published as separate essays and then brought together in these two books.
Why do you think they went out of print?
Why did they go out of print?
Well, you know, what I'm thinking about, you mentioned that these are memoirs, and I mean, you can't forget these titles, Raising Demons and Life Among the Savages, and I'm thinking about some of the memoirs that are coming out these days that I've read recently, that you finish it and you say, okay. But these, I remember just thinking that the writing was so brilliant, and she's such a great serious fiction writer.
Yes.
But she sort of brings all that skill to bear.
She does. And these are also, maybe we haven't been so interested in these kind of domestic memoirs, where the big question for one is, everybody moves around to different bedrooms in the middle of the night for various reasons. I've never forgotten that. And you know, that description of what happens.
There were several other memoirists, one of them set here, The Egg and I.
Yes. The Betty McDonald.
Set on Vashon Island.
Right. And then there's another pair of memoirs that I would really love to have somebody bring out. But the author is much less well known than Shirley Jackson, so I kind of doubt it. But it's a woman named Hilda Cole Espy, E-S-P-Y, who is married to Willard Espy, who does have a connection with Washington, the state of Washington. But her book, her first book, has another unforgettable title, Quiet, Yelled Mrs. Rabbit. And it's a memoir of life with children, like Raising Demons and Life Among the Savages. It's not hysterically funny, but it's real.
And one more just touched my mind. Please Don't Eat the Daisies.
Yes, the Jean Kerr.
Yeah. Married to Walter Kerr,
yes.
Another film drama critic.
Right, yeah, for the New York Times.
Yeah, you got to wonder what these women's lives were like while their husbands were out every night going to plays.
Well, I think Shirley Jackson spent a lot of time making brownies.
Straight up chocolate. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Librarian Nancy Pearl with Marcy Silman. Nancy recommends two memoirs by Shirley Jackson, Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. You can find all of Nancy's book picks at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.